This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hoist your shot glass of silver hydrosol or molecular hydrogen enriched Echo water, because Ty Bollinger's in the airport again.
Robert, you know, I did this just on purpose so everybody could do a shot of their silver hydrosol.
Right.
I could have done this from the house, but I said, you know what, I'm going to go to the airport. No, actually, not something that I planned before a couple of days ago. It just kind of happened this way. So, yes, we are in an airport again. It's Nashville Airport. We're about to fly to Pittsburgh.
Nice. Well, you'll have a nice holiday weekend. Who's cooking the turkey, or are you going out to eat?
We are going to go over to Charlene's sister's house to have Thanksgiving meal there with her sister, her family, and also with Charlene's mom and dad.
Nice, very nice. Well, listen, I am so grateful to you, my friend, all of the wondrous healing that we've been able to bring to the people who are ready, and the information that you've been able to just reach out to this world. I just, the vitamin G is, the bottle is not large enough to contain all the gratitude I have.
Lots of vitamin G, lots of vitamin L coming back at your way, Robert. You and your family have been such a blessing to us over the years that it's like you are our family. So it'd be hard to imagine what we'd be doing without you being involved with it. So we're really thankful for you too, brother.
All right. Well, listen, also it's a birthday time today for Nancy, my wife, and happy birthday to her. I just want everybody to give a little love and hugs to the wonderful woman that's been strong despite the pain she's been through the past 6 years. She's coming out of it, and we're grateful for that as well.
We are too. Now, how old is Elijah?
So Elijah's going to be 18 next month, and
That means that Nancy was only 11 when he was born, because she's 21 today, right?
Yes, that's right. It certainly looks like it. I have to give her props because, I joke with her. It's like, where's your workout, movie star workout person, right? All the movie stars have their own personal trainers, and she doesn't
have
any of that. It's like just amazing.
Yeah. So happy birthday, Nancy. We love you.
Yeah, so anyway, gratitude, of course. We like to express gratitude all of the time here. We joke about it. It's only once a year you're allowed to be grateful on Thanksgiving. Other than that, you have to, the other G is grumble about everything. Well, let's talk honestly and openly about things that might be worth grumbling about. Here's an article on Natural News by Jason Bailey, and it says the medical police state is out of control. Home gardening, health coaching, and child protection, all criminalized in the name of quote-unquote public safety. This is a big problem. Anytime you precede a word like safety with the word public, or the word like health with the word public, suddenly it becomes something far different than what you think it should mean.
Well, it definitely does mean something different than the real meaning. One of the most alarming things that I've seen over the years is the crackdown on, number one, your ability to grow your own food. I think we covered the story probably 3 or 4 years ago of the African-American lady outside of Atlanta, mm-hmm. that had literally, they came in and they mowed her garden down because it was unsightly, and that was her source of food. That's really perturbing to me, that in a free country like we live in, and it is still relatively free, but things like growing your own food, they can come in and just destroy your garden. And then also, child protection. So what exactly does that mean, child protection? because we have child protective services in many states. Other states it's called different names, but it means the same thing. They're to protect the children. But what they do is actually kidnap, and they take children from their parents when the parents don't comply with what the state says is healthy for them.
Right.
And so, again, taking the power away from the people and putting it into the hands of an overarching government is never healthy.
TMB, child protection, you think, okay, protecting the child. I'm a dad, you're a dad. What do we do to protect our child? We protect them from the dangers out there in the world, and one of those dangers we perceive is the third, second, or first leading cause of death, modern medicine. To only allow them access to it when it is vitally important for a life-saving measure. Yet, child protective services protects who? Protects the profits of the pharmaceutical industrial complex from parents like us.
Well, it does. And you say that, you know, people say, well, it protects the profits. But so child protective services, many people don't understand. And it may not be this way in all states, but I know that in many states that workers for those child protective services type agencies actually receive money for every child that they take from their parents to put into the ward of the state. So again, Robert, we look into, is there a conflict of interest monetarily? What kind of money is driving this bus? And we see that a lot of these decisions are monetarily driven. And when you think about it, if in some states I know that there's either a $400, I've heard of a $750, and in some states even I think $1,500 reward, I guess, for a CPS worker confiscating a child and putting him into the wards, you know, hands of the ward of state. What kind of a price is that on a family? Okay, yeah, you got a $750 bonus, but you just destroyed a family. And in many cases, it's not warranted.
Yeah.
Sometimes maybe it is, but in most cases, it's not.
Well, and I think there are other ways to address this without having to turn children over to the medical police, if you will, like we would perceive the vaccine issue, right? We look at it far differently than we would acknowledge the vast majority of people who still follow the mainstream news media and listen to what doctors say without question. But if you perceive like we do, and the reality is that there have been no actual safety studies, and this was one of the most profound presentations at the Truth About Cancer 2017 in Orlando, Dell Bigtree's presentation, you begin to say the parents who are being rational or truly protecting their children from harm are the ones that are saying no to the medical police state when it comes to vaccination.
Yeah, that was an amazing presentation that Dell gave, wasn't it? Did you get a chance to see it? Because we put it up on YouTube.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, I was in the front row watching it live, and ever since you got it up there on the YouTube, I've just been spreading it far and wide. I think this was one of the most profound presentations, comprehensive, that laid it out very rationally. At the same time, Dell, with all the passion that he musters, grabs the emotions and doesn't let it go throughout the presentation.
Yeah, he's a very passionate speaker. And, you know, regarding the vaccinations, you know, when we look at this Fox News article about the company that fired 69 employees over refusing to get the flu shots, isn't it amazing, Robert, that they'll fire employees for not getting the flu shot, but if you look at the package insert on the Flulaval, which is the number one flu shot in the United States today, Flulaval, it says it has not been proven to reduce the incidence of the flu. It hasn't been tested. We don't know if it actually works. But one thing we do know about it, we don't know if it's effective, because it says it on the package insert it's not effective. But one thing that we know is that it is not safe, because it contains tamoxifen in the multidose flu shot, something to the tune of 250 times the amount of tamoxifen, which is mercury that is allowed in toxic waste. And that is in the flu shot that's multidose. And so we do know that that's toxic. There have been thousands of studies showing that mercury is neurologically impairing, and it damages neurons, and it's a toxic waste in many instances, and it can kill.
Yes.
And so so exactly the opposite of what we're told about the flu shot. It's not been proven to be safe and effective. It has not been proven to be effective because the package insert says it's not effective. We don't know, and we know the ingredients are things that are hazardous wastes and toxic heavy metals. I would say that it's exactly opposite of what we've been told about the flu shot. It's not safe, not effective, and the fact that a company would fire employees shows that they are living in the Matrix.
Well, even worse, this is a Minnesota-based, what they call a healthcare company, and they run, I think, a number of hospitals and clinics, 15 hospitals and 75 clinics, Minnesota, Idaho, and North Dakota. And if they're willing to fire employees for standing up on grounds, whether it be religious, philosophical, or medical, because we look at the science that supports or doesn't support the flu shot, and you begin to say, my gosh, the insert alone acknowledges that there haven't been adequate tests to determine whether this can reduce flu incidents, much less address anything remotely related to complications from what they call the flu. So would you want to go to any hospital or doc in the box that is run by a company that can't read the inserts on a vaccine package?
Yeah, of course not. A rhetorical question, but of course not. As a matter of fact, I would even go as far as to say that I would not want to go to a physician or a nurse or a health practitioner that actually allowed themselves to be injected with the flu shot. Because if they did, it shows me they're not paying attention. And I want a medical professional that is paying attention. And the people that are paying attention are the ones that are refusing.
Well,
those 69 nurses that were fired, they were paying attention.
You have just now added our list of questions that you must ask, the litmus test questions for doctors before you agreed to become their patient. Well, first question I've always said is, how often do you have a bowel movement, right? You got to find out, you know, where these docs and nurses are at that regard. Now, second one, maybe it's 1A. Do you get flu shots? Right? Do you allow yourself to be shot up every year with the flu injection? And if they say yes, just like if they only poop once a week, you better find another doctor. Hurry.
That's right. If they say yes, run. Yeah. Find another doctor because that one's not paying attention.
Well, exactly. Again, this is a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is our final hour before the Thanksgiving break. And we have all the gratitude in the world for all of y'all out there that join us each and every week, much less 6 days a week here, when Ty Bollinger gets to join me to do Outside the Box. One of the most grateful things I have to express are the things that are coming back to me from our listeners. They're still utilizing Unlock the Power to Heal, the book we put together, for a guidebook. It's become a guidebook for a lot of people.
Oh, that's awesome. Unlock the Power to Heal. You know, it doesn't seem like it, but what was that like? We published that 4 years ago? Three, 4 years ago? It's been out for that long?
Yeah.
I think it was 2013 when we published it. So I think it was 4 years ago we published Unlock the Power to Heal. It's an awesome guidebook. I still find myself looking back into it, to re-remember things that I may have forgotten. And it's very easy to use as a study guide, and it's very easy to find things in it. So I'm happy. I'm proud of that book in a good way. Not a prideful pride, but a pride that's like, wow, we're really helping people with educating them and informing them in a really easy packaged book.
Yeah, I like to be practical, right? If it's only theoretical, that's one thing. You can enjoy talking about the things, but if it doesn't have a practical bent to it, what good is it? We got a lot more practicality to discuss here, going outside the box with Ty Bollinger on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ty Bollinger's back at the airport, and that means everybody, if you haven't taken your shot of silver, not whiskey, but silver, you can do so right now because we've got a special edition here as Ty Bollinger on the road getting ready to do some Thanksgiving with family, and we got a lot of healing to go. Now, one of the things I encourage you all to do is to go to organix.com, O-R-G-A-N-I-X-X.com, and look at all the wonderful products we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including what you're going to need probably a lot of after the holidays, the Organix Detox Liver and Kidney Support Formula. I'm shaking it right here. You can hear it. And this is something you can take every day to shore up your elimination system, your organs of elimination, because when you put them under stress and burden, even with good quality food to excess, we want to give all the assistance we can to keep you strong and healthy. And the detox pathways must remain open. TMB, thank you for making those things available to us all.
Oh, you bet, brother. Glad to do it. And, you know, a couple of my favorite products for organics that I never miss are the Turmeric 3D and the Magi Complex. I just love them. I love getting my, you know, daily dose of turmeric, vitamin D3, frankincense, myrrh. It's a great combination. So I love those. And, the Organigreens and the bone broth I take every day.
Mm-hmm.
I live on that stuff. So those are great products. We're happy to be able to provide those to people at, you know, very, very affordable prices, and they're very, very high quality supplements.
Yeah, if you open my cupboard, or if we go to Ty's house and open his cupboard, they're going to be looking pretty darn similar because we have all of those very things you just mentioned, and we take them every day, Ty. So, by the way, the RSBReports.com is another way you can get in there. All of those things are in the links in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com, RobertScottBell.com. Now, as we were talking about the gratitude and then the grumbling, the other G word, right, we've got to be, paying attention to these things. Like, if the government can stomp on you when you want to grow your own food, how legitimate is the government, right, that would deny people the right to self-determination, particularly one what we pride ourselves in loving, what's great about America. Yet many in America have lost sight of what liberty really is, what it means, and that the government was really brought about to secure liberty, not to trounce all over it. So we have a lot of relearning to do, unlearning and relearning to get back to the basics, Ty.
We do, Robert. And, you know, one of the things that really hit me a couple of days ago, I was watching the news, it seems that now people perceive freedom as the government taking care of us. Whereas, you know, in times past, the freedom is freedom from anybody overarching to into your business and telling you what to do. But it almost seems like that this generation thinks that being free is being taken care of by the government. And so it's almost a contradiction in terms. You know, it's kind of like, I was going to say military intelligence. That's kind of an oxymoron. But right. I don't want to seem disrespectful to the military because I certainly respect those people that are, but you understand what I
yes.
mean.
Yes. No.
It seems like an oxymoron to me.
Yeah. Well, and it is, it's the freedom from worry. That's their perception. Freedom is the freedom from fear, the freedom from worry, that ain't life. Life is, it is asking you to meet life. At least halfway, right? That you were given the power to co-create, the freedom to co-create, the free will by our Creator to live a life that you desire as long as you are violating the rights of no one else. Yet now we have a government that violates the rights of the people who believe in liberty to support those who don't because they don't want to have to worry about things.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, Robert. I think people today think that freedom is the freedom from responsibility to take care of yourself. They think it's the freedom to be taken care of. And if you acquiesce to that position, if you give up that freedom to take care of yourself, you're not really gaining freedom. You're gaining enslavement. But it's a happy enslavement at this point because they get all the free stuff. They get their phone. They get things taken care of. They lambast people that are wealthy because they have too much and they want to redistribute the wealth to the people that don't have as much, many of whom are really hardworking people, but many of whom don't want to work. And so I think you hit the nail on the head there.
Do you remember when we were kids and teens and we were thinking about, man, how long will it be till we have our freedom? Like we can go out, stay out late, we can, you know, travel, you know, we didn't have to have our parents looking over us at every moment. Of course, that was a desire for freedom. Now, I think most people can remember that, but what is it about now that they get that freedom and they go, ooh, too scary? I want the freedom to not be free. I want the freedom, as you said, to be taken care of, which is not freedom.
No, it's not. It's laziness is what it is. But we have an entitlement society, and and not everyone in this generation shares that same entitlement perspective, but many do.
Yeah.
And I think that's the root of the problem. And, you know, and we've got this this class warfare that's being created. But most people aren't jealous of people in other classes, but we're told that
you should be, right?
And the media creates that.
Stand by. We got to take a break, and I have got more with Ty Bollinger, thankfully, more gratitude flowing. We're going to talk about this freedom and what it is about it that is just misunderstood, and maybe we can bring it back into some semblance of making sense.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving.
Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
So grateful to you all. Grateful to Ty Bollinger for his friendship, his family, the love that he also shares with all of us here each and every week. And we're talking thematically about the gratitude we have for, I believe, freedom is the right word. Health freedom, healing liberty. As we talk about a story where the government doesn't want you to grow your own food, doesn't want you to coach people on their health, right? That's another one of the things that they were targeting, Ty. People who are health coaches. My goodness, how dare you be a health coach? You're not licensed like doctors. Of course, doctors are not health coaches. They're disease Robert, managers.
What's so funny about that to me is the proof is in the pudding. So just think in the generic sense here, those people that are licensed health coaches, I know a bunch of them. Most of them, they're pretty healthy. They eat well. They exercise. They're not obese. They look like they're pretty healthy. Now, most medical doctors on the flip side. Generally, not very healthy. Many obese medical doctors. Many medical doctors that don't know what they should be eating, and if they do, they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you had to compare with those two groups and you wanted to get healthy, which one would you want that was instructing you? An obese person that eats, you know, bonbons? Or a fit person that's eating, you know, drinking juice and exercising every day? I mean, I think the answer is pretty clear. You want the person that's fit to coach you on how to be fit. So why are these people being attacked? Well, these health coaches are being attacked because they are not following in line with the medical system, which says, don't get fit, don't eat well, just rely on a pill for every ill. And if you're obese, don't worry about exercising. There's a pill for that.
Well, here's a classic case of that, because there's an article on cancer today in the notes, if you check it out at robertscottbell.com. Cancer deaths are making a comeback. And I'm thinking, really? They must be doing even more chemo, because we know that most people die from the treatment for cancer, not the cancer itself. But apparently, according to this article, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's just fat people. It's more obesity. That's the reason they're dying.
That's really hilarious. I mean, it's not hilarious. It's sad. But yeah, that is the position that we're in today. It's not the fact that they're taking chemotherapy drugs that are known to be carcinogens, that are known to cause cancer. That's not the problem. The problem is that they're obese. Now, not that that might not have a factor to play in the diagnosis. We know that there's, fat cells can, obesity can lend itself to being, estrogen dominant, and there's different cancers that are related to being estrogen dominant and so forth. There's no doubt about that. But hey, let's put the target where it should be, and the target should be on the chemotherapy that are known to cause cancer and known to cause secondary cancers.
Well, and also the doctors who are not health coaches but disease managers not giving the proper instruction to the people coming to them for health, right? If you're obese, it's not only that you may be eating too much. May, I say, because it's not always the case. But it's because you're toxic. And your fat cells are the storage bins, if you will, for the excess amount that your body, your liver, your kidneys can't handle. And the irony here again is that these toxins being stored in the fat cells, aside from the estrogen scenario that you just mentioned, are a protective mechanism to keep your vital organs from being destroyed by these toxins. Now, eventually, it could, your body's ability to withstand that and hold it off like a wall, if you will, through fat cells, is limited and weakened because you can't continue eating the same thing. But how many of these doctors are telling their patients to eat clean, organic, non-GMO foods versus the health coaches who are not licensed, probably healthier via their discoveries and their life that they're living differently, that becomes an example for others to say, you know what, instead of looking at cancer as a chemotherapy deficiency, hey, look at it as a mineral deficiency. Look at it as too many toxins in your diet. Let's eat cleaner. And, of course, that has to be stopped.
Robert, you make too much sense there. I think that you are definitely on the terror watch list because you're using too much logic. We can't use logic when discussing these topics. That makes too much sense. Now, all sarcasm aside, you make absolute sense. It's really bizarre that we live in a day where the obvious has become cloaked.
Mm-hmm.
And if you discover the obvious, which everyone should be able to that are thinking logically, if you actually bring that to light, you're thought to be crazy. Are you kidding me? Chemotherapy might cause cancer? Well, yeah, because it says it on the package inserts, might cause secondary cancers. But if you bring it to light, then you're a nut job. You're a conspiracy theorist. See, that's the bizarre world that we live in, Robert, that the obvious has now become conspiracy. And that which cannot be is thought to be. And if you don't believe that, you're nuts. I mean, it really is like living in the Matrix or bizarre world. Everything is opposite. It's black is white, white's black, it's upside down.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's exactly right. And this is why when you wake up to see these realities, some people go into a state of traumatic overload, right? And I've been there. I mean, I remember many years ago when I first discovered how many ways I was lied to, not only by doctors, and they were well-meaning. I'm not saying that they had intention, but they were taught this way, and they may have actually even believed the stuff that they were putting in me. But they were lied to, in fact. And that doesn't excuse the behavior, because if I could figure it out, and I was not a medical doctor at the time, surely they should be able to with their level of intelligence. But we have a society and a culture that runs on pure, you know, economics. And I don't mean free market economics. I mean medical monopoly economics that necessitates the proliferation of lies and the defense of those lies to attack, for instance, the parents, for instance, of children who have been injured by vaccines, who they're now slandering with the term anti-vaxxer. Clearly they were pro-vaccine because their kids would have never gotten the vaccines in the first place that caused them harm.
Yeah, isn't that the bizarre thing, Robert? That's the missing piece of the puzzle that people forget about. They're like, oh, these crazy anti-vax mothers that are, you know, screaming about the mercury or the tamoxifen caused autism in their child. Well, guess what? They weren't always anti-vax. They vaccinated and something happened. And for some reason, you're not allowed to change your mind on something. You're not allowed to change positions. You're not allowed to use information that you've gleaned since before to make a new decision. You know, and that's what the bizarre thing is. That Charlene and I, we're the perfect examples. We vaccinated Brianna, and she had some issues from the first round of vaccines that we noticed, and we started asking questions. We decided not to vaccinate anymore after that. But we weren't anti-vax. We were pro-vax.
Right.
But something happened. And then that caused us to start questioning. And for some reason, like I said, you're not allowed to question anymore. You're just supposed to do what you're told, even if the ramifications of these medical choices are catastrophic for your child. Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to change. The government says that you vaccinate, even if your kid's dead. Doesn't matter. Just keep vaccinating because you're told to. It makes no sense.
Folks, again, if you want to be a member of the medical police state, you just keep doing what they tell you to do. The authoritarians who have no training in real health and healing are the ones that claim expertise when it comes to your health and the health of your children. You obey them at your own demise or perhaps your child's demise. We don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Ty Bollinger doesn't play that game when we go outside the box. And the empowering information, whether you agree or disagree with us, the defense of individual liberty is primary. To believe what you believe, as long as your beliefs don't manifest in behavior that harms another. And the irony is the authoritarians and their perspective on vaccines and drugs and the medical police state and your mandatory participation are the ones that are doing the most harm.
Yeah, and here's another bit of illogic, and we've brought this to light in the past, but I'll bring it to light again because this is just the height of insanity to me. So a medical doctor in a white coat with a syringe injects your child with aluminum, formaldehyde, and mercury. And it's okay. Not only is it okay, it's required and it's healthy. But if you're on the street and a drug dealer comes up to you and injects your child with the same vaccine, with aluminum, mercury, and formaldehyde, that drug dealer could be and should be arrested for assault and battery because they just injected your child. They assaulted the child and they also injected them with materials that are known to cause neurological damage, which is battery. So what's the difference? It's the location. That's it. It's the location and the clothing.
Mm-hmm. And licensure, remember, that grants
it's a license,
you, yeah, it grants you a permission slip to do that which would otherwise be illegal. And I've argued for many years that healing is never illegal. It's always lawful as long as it's done in full informed consent fashion, in agreement. You enter into an agreement with a healer of some kind, whether they be a medical doctor or not. But under the mandated medical police state, there is no choice anymore. Of course, they claim it's a choice, but it's a choice like being in communist Russia or under the Eastern Bloc before it fell down. You can have any color car you want as long as it's black. That's not a choice.
Yeah. You can vote for anyone you want, but there's just one candidate.
Exactly. And that's the illusion of freedom. And unfortunately, many Americans that haven't listened to this show yet are under the illusion that we have health freedom. We do not. We are doing our level best to communicate it. I don't even want to quote, call it a battle or a war because there's so much overuse of those terms. But in many ways, the medical police state has declared war on people who are genuinely healing, either themselves or others. And you didn't want to fight that war necessarily. You were simply making a decision based on the information you gathered that you felt would be better for yourself and your family. And it's those that who are licensed or utilizing the power of government illicitly and unlawfully, I would add, that are declaring war on you and your freedom. And it's a delicate position to be in because it is not that we who are willing to defend ourselves are wanting to engage in battle, but we have to be willing to stand up and let them know that they enter perilous territory when they force us or attempt to force us to do things to our children, especially that we know is not in their best interest.
Well, that's the thing, Robert. There's another part that we haven't talked about, the vaccine industry, and that's the fact that vaccine manufacturers have no liability. They cannot be sued. And so that's something that gets people a lot of times. Maybe they don't understand what's in the vaccines. Maybe they disagree that they're healthy. Maybe they think vaccines have wiped out diseases, which that's very, very questionable, and we can go into that in another show. But when you tell any mother that if a vaccine damages her kid and even kills her kid, she can't sue the vaccine manufacturer, then just about everybody says, you know what, something's wrong with this system. I might even be pro-vaccine, but something's wrong with this system. If my kid gets killed and I can't sue the manufacturer, something needs to change.
Well, absolutely it does. But again, the change is not coming from the top down. It's coming from the bottom up, and y'all are part of this. And making the decision that you do and being willing to stand up for what you believe in, what you know to be right and true, and, you know, righteous, I will even say, that is something that you'll afford some level of spiritual protection in that. I'm not telling you to be irresponsible about the way you go about it, but listen to the voice of Spirit as it's communicating you to stand your ground, to protect your children. They've been given to you as a gift of creation, a gift from God, and you are asked to defend them appropriately. And that's a message that I have much gratitude for, that we can still speak it here.
Yeah, I agree, Robert. And you know, that's the thing that I want people to take away from this is, we, as parents, we are entrusted with the care of our children. It's our job to take care of them.
And it is. Stand by. We're up on a break, TMB. I apologize. We gotta come back. Parents, stand your ground. We're gonna talk more about that. Healing on all levels here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including to our friends at Organics, organics.com, where we, the organic greens, Super Don, is, they're going to have to make extra just for him. He drinks so much of it. But TMB, we're talking about standing our ground, and that's a controversial statement. Perhaps in Florida, because they always liken it to firearms. But I think the concept that parents need to get is that unless you're willing to defend your children and that those who oppose your ability to do so know that you're serious about it, they will run roughshod all over your rights. This is the case with growing your own food, with being a health coach, all of these things we talk about.
It is, and that's what I want parents to remember, is that after that doctor's visit, after whatever medical intervention, you're the one that has care of that kid, not that doctor. You're the one entrusted with their care. And that's a point that on numerous interviews that I did for The Truth About Vaccines, whether it was interviewing a parent like Nico LaHood or whether it was interviewing, you know, physicians that talk about the damage that they may have done to children, in the end, what happens is the parents hold this guilt inside because they were entrusted with taking care of that kid, and either because of ignorance or because of being bullied, they allowed this medical intervention to take place like a vaccine, and then many of them have damaged kids permanently for life. And they had this guilt because they didn't take care of their kid the way that they should have. They tried, but they fell for a lie, or they were bullied. And that's the thing that's very difficult for parents of autistic children to live with. We're not, thank God, but we've interviewed a lot of them, and that across the board, it's the guilt that they have to live with because they did this to their child, even though it was unknowingly.
Right, exactly. And listen, the concept of standing your ground is something as old as at least the Magna Carta, maybe more than that, right? The castle doctrine, that concept. But of course, your castle includes not only your home, but your very being, the very body you inhabit while you are here. And the precious young ones that you have, or maybe when they're grown, they're still young ones to you. I know as a parent watching my kids grow, you want to protect them. But when they're an adult, you hope that you have taught them how to defend themselves as well. And that not only to a criminal mugger on the streets, but a criminal government that has overreached its authority and claimed ownership over your body, that could mandate medical interventions that have the well, the potential to kill you. And without informed consent, they say you must participate. Again, this is why we spoke out against Obamacare. It didn't matter if it was Obama as president or Bush or whoever put it together. We would speak out against it because the fundamental philosophy of claiming ownership over your body by government, by medical industrial complex, again, it violates the very tenets, the base tenets of what makes the American Republican form of government the greatest on the planet.
You're right, Robert. It does. And it, you know, it not only violates those laws that we just know because they're instinctive to us. We know that it's wrong to murder or to steal. You know, we know these things, but these have been codified. Like medical experimentation has been outlawed by the Geneva Convention. It's been outlawed by the Nuremberg trials. So when we look at vaccines, that definitely damage. We know that they damage. We've had $3.6 billion paid out over the last 20 years. We know that that is medical experimentation because it damages. It hasn't been proven to be safe. And oftentimes, if it's in a state like California, it's forced. That is exactly what the Nuremberg trials and the Geneva Convention both have statutes that make that illegal.
Right.
It's considered medical experimentation.
Yeah. And last hour, I talked with our buddy Stuart Tump from we have the CBD, the plus CBD oil from CV Sciences, talking about the confusion on the state level, the federal level, the DEA saying, oh, it's still a Schedule 1 when they're about to make a synthetic form of THC a Schedule 2, right? The synthetic form is somehow safe, right? It's just we've got a crazy, crazy, out-of-control government on so many ways and so many levels as well. And this doesn't mean that we're anarchists. We believe in the rule of law. And anarchy is technically self-rule because when you have a moral compass and you live according to that, morality or your ethics, however you don't need a whole lot of government telling you how to live because you figured it out.
I agree.
You only need a little bit to protect you from those who would violate your rights. And unfortunately, government, in the case of healthcare, has been the key, violator of your rights.
They have, and you're right. We do all have an internal compass, Robert, and if we just lived by that, because people know what's right and wrong, they know how they should treat others. If we lived by it, man, the world would be such a much better place.
Well, it is a much better place because you're in it, my friend, and I just enjoy thoroughly when we get together like this and go outside the box when we'll get together for the events with TTAC coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll see you there, my friend. In the meantime, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
We got to go, and you can remember that the power to heal is yours.
Safe journey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
God bless.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.